Welcome to Outside the Box, where how we say something is really important. Today's topic is The Power of Words, 1. Bias Free. Ever notice how the way we say something can really matter? If I say something in a real friendly way, I usually get a friendly response. And if it's in an angry way, the response is often angry too. So if the words we use exclude people, stereotype them, and show bias rather than equal treatment, that matters too, especially to those on the receiving end of the bias, stereotyping, or exclusion. For example, if I use gender-exclusive language, such as the word mankind, when I'm actually referring to both women and men, it can be inaccurate as well as discriminatory. Now, some people believe mankind refers to both genders, but many others don't understand it that way. So why risk a misunderstanding or having some people feel excluded when using a slightly different word will solve the problem? If I use an inclusive term instead, such as humankind, there's no confusion. I'm talking about all humans. But making language gender neutral is not just changing man to human or person, but finding the right word to accurately describe what we're talking about. In general, our language affects our thinking and attitudes, and our attitudes and thinking affect our language. If we use male-based, exclusive language, then males are the norm and females are the abnorm. If we want to think inclusively and without bias, then we use language to reach that goal. What words we use can either reinforce our thinking or change it. And the world is changing. Not all doctors or policemen are men anymore. And not all secretaries or chambermaids are women. Not everything that's so-called man-made is made by men, or man-hours done by men. Our language should at least reflect our contemporary society, not be left over from the last century. We don't always know the gender of a person or other living thing, and very often it doesn't matter anyway. So the best word to use is one appropriate to any situation, a non-gender-based word. Wow, you might say, he's even more nitpicky than usual this week. What's the big deal with a little mistake in wording every so often? Well, there may not be a problem for you, but maybe someone else who hears it feels left out. Maybe once or twice isn't that offensive, but a lot of little situations do mount up. Bias is in the eye of the beholder, but that's not just the user of the word, but anyone else who hears it or reads it. Master of ceremonies might not sound biased to you, or even mankind, but it does to some. So there's no reason to use a biased word that leaves people out when you can use one that doesn't. We can and should make judgments about the words we use, which ones are exclusive and biased, and for those that are exclusive, to find a gender-neutral substitute for them. Do you use gender-biased words in day-to-day conversations? If so, could you find and use non-gender-biased terms instead? I'm Larry Danziger, believing that we are what we say, and hoping if we want to be free of bias, we should talk that way. Hello again, I'm Larry Danziger, host of the slightly eccentric 7:30 Tuesday morning feature Outside the Box, hoping that you'll show your support for WERU, a station that gives me hope. Unique music, public affairs, and viewpoints you won't find anywhere else on the dial. So, pledge today. It's easy. Just call 1-800-643-6273. You'll feel better for doing it.